And we're back with another podcast, guys. It's a great one. I think there is definitely two prominent subjects that come to the forefront of this podcast. And you know what? For the most part, it's not the motherfucking coronavirus. Fuck you, coronavirus. We don't talk about you a whole lot this time.
Wait, what's the coronavirus?
Exactly. That's what I want to hear more of. That's what I want to hear more of. I want to hear that next generation like, Mommy, what's the coronavirus? Oh, shit. Let me tell you about that. Oh, man. I just, I can't imagine. Nothing like this has ever happened. Like, no. I mean, my parents, you know, my dad's in his 60s now. And like, this is nothing like this has ever happened in his lifetime. This is just insane. It's unbelievable. Guys, another good podcast. I don't know why I started talking about Corona a little bit. Fuck you, Corona. Guys, we talk about the shot collar, Nautilus shot collar. I test that out on the podcast. You can even see that live for the next 24 hours. And then we go head first in on the good old Hoggy Baker.
If you want to learn more about Hoggy Baker, you just can't because he doesn't exist. There's no Google term for Hoggy Baker. And if you want to know what we're talking about, you're gonna have to listen to this episode. I loved hearing Seth just cry over the shot collar because funniest shit ever was watching him get shocked. It was great, good stuff. Fuck, let's just start the episode, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Please put your seats on the upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. To another podcast.
Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hope you're there and kicking. Hoping the coronavirus.
Welcome back.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse is hasn't got you. Mm-hmm. That you're kicking and alive and well, guys. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy, man. It's a little crazy out there.
You sound good. You sound good. Just wanted you to know that.
Appreciate it. You sound good. Yeah, thanks. You sound healthy.
Thanks.
I think we're feeling pretty good.
I mean, what are we, day six quarantine? Day six right now?
Day six. Last time we did a podcast was Tuesday. Then the week before that, we did one. The week before was our first one we titled, was where we talked about Corona. That was episode 113. Because I remember saying 113 right. too, and looking at it, I was like, 113.
That's right.
And I'm pretty sure, I think you put it out Saturday. No, you might have been Friday. Friday the 13th, you put it out. That's the funny part.
I can't remember.
You might have put it out on Friday. I think we did it Friday.
I can't remember.
If not, it was Saturday. But yeah, we're still here. We are 6 feet away from each other, but we have been in the same vehicle together. So at this point, if Tyler has the coronavirus, I have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But I think we're good. We've been, you're pretty hardcore with sanitizing too, with sanitizing your hand. And like, you always have you always point to the sanitizer thing.
I did
wash my hands.
Yep. Nope. I need you to squirt some hand sanitizer. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sanitizing my hands.
Thank you.
I think, we are both at one roll of toilet paper each.
Yep.
Ouch.
You've got a cut. And you feel it now, don't you?
I do feel it a little bit. But we're doing all right. It's a nice Saturday evening.
It's cold.
It is chilly.
You know, this is the perfect example of Ohio weather. Two days ago, I was laying on my couch after I got off of work. 65 degrees. I had all my windows open, letting some fresh air roll through. I shut the furnace off. Felt great.
Oh my gosh.
I got off of work this morning, and it was snowing. So,
but you having the windows open, it could be 50 degrees out. You love it freaking cold.
Well, yeah, but this was a specific example. This was a perfect example. Above 60. Felt great when it was open. Yeah, it was, in shorts.
Oh yeah, because when you got home, it was in the 60s. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to, before I had passed out, because of course I'm going to bed at, you know, between 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, 4 and 6 in the morning.
Right.
back to my old ways. Mm-hmm. It's out of control. But what was I going to say? My mind just went completely
talking blank. About sleep.
That's the corona weather right there. Yeah. So I started getting warm in my room. And I'm like, ooh, it's getting warm in here. And of course the space heater is not kicking on. So I know it's not that, but man, when my space heater does kick on, man, I have to adjust that so perfectly. It doesn't have like, it just have like a, you know,
like a
low
knob.
And high a knob. So I don't have an exact temperature, but anyways, so I looked, checked the forecast, and it was going to be 60s until like 11 o'clock in the morning, and then it's going to drop down in 1 hour. It's going to drop all the way down to 50.
Yeah.
So I put a fan in my room and just put it at the end of the bed where it like kind of would just go across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out okay, but I definitely would have been sweating. I'm already sweating enough as it is because I decided to that I already had foam. I was trying to create my own foam bed that I was going to travel with. And I think I've talked about this before. I wanted to have a bed in the back of my bed and go start doing, trying to do my 48 again.
A bed in the back of your vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which the 48 is the Continental 48 is the 48 states that are all connected.
Yep.
And for those people out there, no, there's not 48 states. There is 50.
Are you sure?
I'm definitely sure. And it's so funny how many people get that wrong. They think there's 51, 52,
now, in your 48. In your travels, have you like at least like written down where you've been so far?
I pretty much have. Well, because
I know you've got a mental map, sure.
Yeah, and then I was documenting on Instagram for the most part too.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I was planning on going to all 48 continental states last year,
mm-hmm.
and then I fell in love with South Padre, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Had some friends there. I stayed there for a month.
Let them know where South Padre is because nobody knows where South Padre, Texas is.
South Padre, Texas is almost like 45 minutes from the border of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and then but it's an island. It's an island like just off of like the edge. The way edge that's really close to Mexico.
It's like as almost as far south as you can go in Texas. Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people come over Mexico and go there for, you know, vacation.
Mm.
And there's a lot of townhouses and stuff that are owned by Mexicans there, but from Mexico.
Yeah.
Because it's super close, you know.
That's where you fell in love.
And yeah, I have a friend.
You met a woman.
Friends that, in fact, they've been on the podcast. Gina Doug, freaking awesome. Yeah, because I don't know if you remember, like, we talked about it in the podcast, and I fell in love with their dog, too, sweet mm-hmm. dog, very well-trained dog and everything, and he passed away while I was there, and that was
emotional. We dedicated an episode to
him. I even have a really good video of one of the last times got him to run after a bird that was on the edge of the, such a good video, and that was just probably less than a week before I had to put him down because mm-hmm. he had cancer and it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
He couldn't even go to the bathroom normally and stuff. Like it was really rough, but wonderful dog.
Fucking dogs, man.
Yeah. They get to you, right?
Yeah.
In fact, we were watching, we were watching a little bit. We were over at your mom's place today. Shout out. Which they listen to the podcast, faithful listeners,
mm-hmm.
Brian, which of course I know his name very well.
What was that? hey, Brian, on the way home from Brian, your house.
You can give me shit if you listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Seth says, man, I keep forgetting your mom's boyfriend's
name. I just told myself too. I'm so bad at that. I'm sorry, Brian. Yeah. what can I say? We had some awesome barbecue.
Holy shit.
Barbecue wings.
Yes.
Amazing. Dude is a freaking grill master. And I didn't say dude because I didn't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
Brian, once again. Sure. I keep on reassuring myself because probably within the next hour, I will forget again.
You might.
Probably should ask him at the end of the podcast to see if I remember his name.
Straight grill master.
It's my kryptonite, like, names. And on the TV, I got a TV playing in the kitchen, which makes me miss my duplex back in Northwest Arkansas, because
Did you have that same setup?
I had the same setup. I had a TV mounted on the wall, and it wasn't a super big kitchen, but it was big enough. We had a four table and chairs, mm-hmm. or I think we had six table and chairs. We had some extra table chairs in there, and kitchen was right there. But we would always just, and I had Chromecast hooked up, so you could cast. We did a lot of music videos, funny videos, different stuff we liked, and we would all. So Chromecast, you connect, it plays from off your phone, and it's not like a regular smart thing. You're playing whatever you want, but from your cell phone onto it. And so you can, in fact, you can stack videos and we'll play one after the other and different people can connect to it and add videos onto the queue.
That's cool.
And so we would just chill in there, dance, drink, have a good time. It makes me miss that spot because I had a good friend group back then. A lot of us worked at Ruby Tuesday together. Shout out to Nathan Wilson, some of my good friends, and then that was during that time too when I met my ex-girlfriend. We worked there together.
Mm-hmm.
We worked, and then we all hung out, had a hot tub out back. But I missed that kind of, and that's the last time I had the good sized friend group too. I missed that. I kind of lost that. Some of them moved away, and then the restaurant closed down. But my friend group had already kind of disbanded at that point because some of them had moved away and stuff. So that brings a lot of memories back of just like that. It's so funny how, like, you have a nice living room, nice couch and everything, but you all end up congregating around
in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is where the food is, where the drinks are. It just makes it simple. And,
you know, and that's,
I mean, you had a TV on the wall too, so it made it easy.
In the kitchen, that's where sex starts, you know? It's always in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely had some, I mean, usually it was in the back.
Yeah, no, we don't even talk about this.
Definitely got spied on having sex in the backyard. There's some good stories there.
I can't believe
I never was told those stories.
Like the TV in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Felt right, you know? I feel like I would love to do that here. It's just,
I don't think you have a really good spot for it unless you do put one up over here.
I could put a little TV where the toaster oven is over there. Right in the corner.
But then the people sitting up here couldn't see it.
Oh, that's a good point. I got a bar. Did forget about that.
You almost here. I'm gonna leave it. We're talking about no people have no visuals. Bear with us.
Yeah, yeah. Right there. Oh wow. Okay.
See it there.
Interesting.
Because those will come out all the way.
I see what you're talking about.
So, yeah. People, sorry everybody. You have no idea what I'm saying, but
nah, I don't care.
Like the TV would be connected to the wall and then all the way around, but
it's almost like it would be peeking around the wall.
Yeah,
okay.
But then you can just fold it back in.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah. And they make those where they can come out pretty far. And $100 you can get a nice, you know, 25, 32 inch.
Oh, yeah, easy. You know what I want to do is I want to incorporate, like, this whole beam. I don't care if people don't know what we're talking about right now. The beam all the way around my living room. Like, I want to incorporate that somehow, and I want to incorporate the beam that separates the dining room and the living room right above us. I want to get some, like, lighting on there. I don't know what kind of lighting, but I want to get something up there.
Yeah, Tyler got me into Alexa big time, so, like, in fact, I brought him over a plug-in, too, a smart plug-in. Yeah. So I'm curious to see what you decide to hook up to that.
I know, I don't know what to hook up to that yet, actually.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
My lights are all covered, aren't they?
Like my lights are all covered. I actually still have a bulb that I don't have a lamp for yet. Because I only have four lights in and I have five total. And I want to put one right here.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a lamp to put that in yet. But
Do you want a stand-up one?
I want a stand-up one right here, yeah. Something that matches, because they have lamps like those that I have in the living room right there. They have stand-up versions of those. Kind of want to get one of those. But yeah, I got you way into the A. Can't say it too loud.
To Alexa.
All right. She still heard it. Now she's listening.
It's all right. She can listen. She likes to listen. Freaking dirty girl. So, I went full blown too. And I bought a number of things I haven't opened up yet, but I got the little Alexa that's has the screen on it and everything. And you can, in fact, I can also see my ring, which I have a ring for the front door, ring for the back door, which definitely makes me feel more protected because I am not in a very good neighborhood. So,
I fear for my life every time I come over.
So I'm kind of curious. Whatever, you're fine. I'm getting used to it, so that helps a little bit. But definitely, it's a little different. You're definitely, I am, and I'm probably one of the more rougher areas in Toledo. But haven't had any issues yet. I mean, dude, it makes you crack up how often somebody rolls by with So my issue isn't with any neighbors playing the music. It's people driving through, just cranking their bass. Yeah. Like everybody wants to listen to their music. It's just insane. But
were you ever that person?
Oh my gosh. Because I never had a loud enough bass.
I used to be that person.
Ooh, yikes.
Oh yeah. I used to have two.
Tyler, were you a douchebag?
Oh yes, I was. I used to have two 12-inch JBL subs in the back of my car. I had a setup that was ridiculous. My dad helped me hook it up, and I was that guy that would sit at a traffic light, and you would be like, dude, your car is going to fall apart. You know, that was me. I used to be that guy, so I I see both sides of it.
No, what other side is there? You were a douchebag.
I see the side where I'm like, yeah, you hear the bass. You know what's up. And then I know the side of, dude, your car is going to fall apart. You might want to turn it down a little bit.
The only thing that I know what's up is that you're a complete douchebag.
Yeah, no, I know. But I've been on both sides of it now.
I don't
see
how anybody can get respect, how that's cool. Like, I was like, one dumbass told his friend, oh, dude, that's cool. And that's how that shit gets. They think that shit's cool.
It was a high school.
No, you gotta, 95% of the people are like,
you got to understand,
fucking complete douchebag.
You got to understand. This was in my first vehicle, which... You're telling me that a 17-year-old in high school with a Dodge Charger being his first vehicle and two pairs of 12-inch JBL subs in the back, I'm not pulling a little bit of credit, you know? I'm not pulling a little bit of,
okay,
oh, he's got it going on.
I'll let that slide, no problem. It's the fucking people in their mid-30s or 40s.
Yeah, that's fair.
Rolling
that's fair.
Through.
That was not me. This was 17-year-old, 18-year-old Tyler at the time.
Oh, man, it cracks me up. But, yeah, enough about all that craziness. Guys, and apologize for if we were confusing you, talking about our interior decorating.
What's wrong with that? I'm a huge fan of that, man.
I have no visual. I am, too. I kind of get it. Into the niche, and then I just don't feel like doing it. Like, I need, like, a little bit of a push to – I need to put my TV stand together. I got my couch, really nice couch, and my in boxes. I'm looking forward to seeing that, but I just have – need to finish up the trim. I don't have to finish up the trim, really. I mean, I can just go ahead and put the TV stand. But for one thing, I hate putting shit together. I hate.
See, you and I are different together. Because, you know, I get the TV stand. I get everything mailed to me, right? If I do the same thing that you did, the first thing I'm doing, it's all getting put together tonight.
Dude, I know.
And it's
dude,
getting
I'll
set up
fucking
tonight.
Pay you if you want to come over and do it.
No, it's different because.
It's yours.
It's mine, right? When I moved into this new place, like. I got everything set up within a few days. You know, it wasn't till like a couple weeks later where I was critiquing here little things here and there. Like for the most part, I had everything set up in a couple days just because it
was. You had everything pretty set up before we left after.
Yeah, before you guys left the first night when I first moved everything here, I
pretty good.
Almost had everything done. Yeah. I don't know. My thought is like this is my home base. You know, this is point zero for me. Mm-hmm. This is where I start everything. Like I
Not
always
patient zero.
Patient zero.
Patient
zero. Of the coronavirus. This is where like everything that involves me is centered. So like I need harmony. I need peace. I need organization.
Too bad your neighbors don't get harmony when it comes to you fucking dog barking.
My dog is the only outlier. And she's allowed to be.
Hopefully you haven't had another complaint yet.
As far as I know, no. But ugh. What do I know?
Oh, man.
She's over there peacefully chewing on her bone right now, being a good dog.
Yeah. We talked about that before, but Tyler has had one formal email.
That's right. A courtesy email.
Courtesy email. Did it literally say courtesy? In
yeah,
the
courtesy
email.
Right? Yeah.
That's so funny. Complaining about Nala barking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of recapping on previous podcasts, but then. Got a caller for that's supposed to help and seems to somewhat help.
It helps a little bit.
But
the problem is she's a dumbass.
She is a dumbass.
And
she's a sweetheart, but she's a fucking dumbass.
She is a sweetheart. She's a very big sweetheart. which if you just meet her for the first time, you'll be like, oh my God, this dog is psychotic, which yeah, she is, but she's also a gigantic sweetheart and she knows that the collar's gonna shock her. And sometimes she will.
And a lot of times I think she completely forgets.
Oh, 100%. She'll just be like, oh yeah, I have a shock collar.
No, the funniest part is that, you know, when you know it got her too, because she goes, because it starts with a normal bark and then it
you can hear it get her. You can hear it get her.
In her voice.
God love her.
Oh man. But yeah. Oh, that'd be just, that'd be funny but horrible.
By the way,
get kicked out of here before because of her.
By the way, I did try out her collar. Like on my arm, I ran it through the test. I could only get to level 6. There's only 50, there's 15 levels. I got to 6 and I was like, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Do you want to try it?
No.
Come on.
I don't.
Come on.
You keep on asking me at the wrong time. Dude, I'm one drink in.
Ready?
No. All right. All right, here we go. Surviving the coronavirus.
Do you want to try it?
No, I don't. Stop, Tyler. No.
Listen.
No, he's trying to get me to try on the collar.
Dude, not around your neck, bro. We'll just lift your shirt up, put it on your arm. That's what I did. I put it on my arm. I ran it through the test. I only got to 6, and at 6, I was like, oh, I can't do this.
Do 15, and I'll try it.
I can't. I don't think I can.
Yeah, let's have another shot.
If we do another shot right now, promise me that we're going to put the collar on your arm.
How high are we going?
Go as far as you have to. Go to the point where you're like, all right, I'm done.
Pour us another shot and I'm down.
All right, fair enough. I want to see if all you right, can get
guys,
past 6.
We're going to have to go live here because this is going to be some entertainment. Last time we went live, we were doing the ball tasting challenge, which was supposed to be soy sauce. But we had, what did you have? Some kind of like a teriyaki sauce of some sort that was very kind of jelly-like?
Yeah, I don't even remember what it was.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember who number 8 was?
Number 8? Wait, that's not what's his name that passed away, was it?
What's his name? That's not him.
It's not one of the Earlhart Jr. or something, is it?
Yeah.
It's Jr., okay.
You remember who 88 was?
Oh, that's his dad then.
88? No.
No.
So who's 88? We're drinking. I got shot glasses. I have a shit ton of shot glasses.
You have very nice shot glasses.
And they're all
How did you get into the style? So it's not a normal round shot glasses.
No, they're
he has.
Square.
He has squares.
Yeah.
He has some normal ones, but.
But they're all NASCAR shot glasses. So do you remember who number 88 was? I know you weren't a big NASCAR guy anyways.
Yeah, you guys basically got me into it, which I'm excited. We're going to.
MIS.
Oh, my God. What? Is that the name of it?
Michigan International Speedway.
And
MIS
hopefully
for short.
Corona should be cleared up by then.
I would hope so.
But
number 80, which? Number 88, Dale Jarrett.
Dale Jarrett. Okay. Okay. Is he somebody that doesn't race anymore, I'm guessing? Yeah, he retired. So, guys, hope the majority of people aren't able to go to church Sunday, so everybody's like going on online, but guys be praying. I think it's definitely going to get way worse before it gets better is the thing, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, the thing is normal flu kills what 0.1% of people. So you get the flu, you have a 1/1000th chance of dying from it, which is still fucking horrible. I don't know. Look up those statistics. Be happy to Instagram me and correct me if you want, but with this, I think it's between 2-3% chance. So for every 100 people that get it, 2-3 people die. So that's not horrible, but that's not fucking good.
No, it's not.
It's not good at all. That is making this virus 30 times more lethal than your normal, flu. So, all right, here we go.
Shout out to lethal viruses.
Shout out to lethal virus. You can. No, don't suck my balls. You can fucking die, bitch.
Fair enough.
Oh. Did you realize you poured your stronger than mine?
Yeah, I did. All right, Seth, roll your sleeve up, please.
Holy shit. All right. Guys, if you listen to this in the next 24 hours, you'll have to see this on Instagram. We're going to go live here.
Didn't I just throw this away?
Guys, I think we just had another pie incident. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to Thanksgiving. That's what that pie incident was.
Fuck Tyler that ghost pie.
Ghost pie. It's an episode. Oh, yeah. Turn that light on.
Please. Oh, I hate this light.
Oh, no. We need better lighting.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is because I don't use it.
That's, like, almost too bright, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the worst light ever. Well,
guys, we're about... Tyler's done the shot caller. How was it, Tyler? You said you went up to 6.
So, yeah, I got up... There's 15 levels. I got up to level 6 before I said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it off, and I stopped at 6. So I'm very curious to see where you can go.
All right, guys. So we are live on Instagram Live. And we're in the middle of our podcast, episode 115. So it will be up this evening. Is that what you plan on putting up today?
Yeah, I'll put it up after this.
It will go up this evening. And we are about to do, Nala, Tyler's dog, family dog. He has a shock collar because we already have a complaint here.
The technical term is a bark collar.
Bark collar. And there is 15 settings, and the highest Tyler went up to was 6, you said?
At 6, I said, I am okay. Done.
So, here, I'll give this to you.
Yep, I'll take it. Go ahead and roll your sleeve up, sir.
And,
I'm gonna lean you guys against a glass of Corona here for a second.
All right, wait, is it?
Yeah, we're still live.
Is it pointing to you, or is it pointing at the glass?
It's pointing at the green glass.
Well, don't just let them see the freaking bottle.
They can look at the bottle.
Well, you shouldn't have freaking took it yet. All right.
All right. You ready for this?
Fucking ready for this, dude. All
right.
No, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, I know you're not ready for this. Here, why don't you sit right here?
Oh, my gosh.
You'll be okay. All right. So the way that you... Really? There's not?
No.
All right. So the way that you put this in the test mode, you actually have to plug it in. Hold the button and then unplug it, and then we will go into test mode. It's on anything. Me, buddy. It's on me.
Okay.
Bring it here. All right, guys. Are you ready?
Here we go. We're gonna start with one.
Show me what it is. I'm gonna show you what it does. I'll show you what it does. Face.
Tell us how the shark. So listen. Shock the fuck out of me.
I'm not. So when the light turns blue, it's gonna start beeping. Now it's gonna beep. After every single setting. So it's going to go beep. It'll hit you with 1. Then it's going to go beep, beep. And then it's going to hit you with 2.
Oh, shit. Then so you're getting him like.
Yeah. And then it's going to go beep, beep, beep. And then it's going to hit you with 3. And it'll go all the way up to 15.
Holy shit.
All right. So you'll hear it. You can count. This will be 1. Beep, beep. This will be 2. Beep, beep, beep. This will be 3. All right.
So after the beeps, it shocks.
After the beep, okay. It shocks. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put it on. All right. So here we go. Oh, hang on. I'm going to rotate this because I want...
You did this and you didn't film it?
No, I didn't film it.
Why the fuck didn't you film it?
All right, you ready? Hold it on your arm.
Oh!
2.
Oh, shit.
3.
Oh, shit.
4.
Oh, shit. Okay, are you filming this?
5.
Oh.
This is 6.
Oh, fuck.
This is 7.
Oh, fuck, motherfucker, I had to beat
this
you,
is,
butt,
this
bitch.
Is 8.
Oh, motherfucker!
9.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck!
10.
Oh, motherfucker! Oh, shit! Holy shit! Oh, man.
All right, well.
Ooh.
Seth?
Oh, look at that!
Seth, you got to 10.
That's no joke, man.
Dude.
That's
how does it feel?
6? I mean, was it too bad?
7?
But it started, yeah. It felt like 10 was a good number. But I was like, you know the part was like it started spreading.
Yeah.
It was like,
yep.
Yep. It's like there's fucking lightning going across my skin.
Yeah, dude.
And it was going further and further.
Mm-hmm.
And 9, I was like, dude, I mean, I couldn't imagine once it hits your fucking tips of your finger. Like, oh, dude. All right. Guys, I think that concludes. That concludes the shock test, Nala. Good luck there, Nala.
It's safe.
Stop barking, you dumb bitch! Oh my gosh! So, yeah. So we'll go off live here and hope you guys enjoyed that. That is just ridiculous, man. All right, guys. That's on live.
Check that out on Instagram Live.
Yeah, check that on Instagram
Live. I'll let you get reset over there.
I went, yeah. You know, was it horrible? But the thing was, too, like, I was getting them back to back. And then the same spot, too. So it was going, and it was fairly quick. It was quick. Like, I didn't realize it was starting until I got that first shock, and I was already in.
Now, did you that feel the first shock? Because mm-hmm. I couldn't feel the first one.
It wasn't barely there.
The first two, I was like, I don't feel it yet.
It was barely there. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the way it works with Nala is that she doesn't get a shock until it goes to her peak bark.
So the way that it works is I spent some cash on it. It was $100. It's a Bark Smart collar. The way that works is there's no buttons on it to like set it to a certain level. The way that what it does is it actually learns her bark and it will shock her based off of her barks. So the reason that they call it a smart bark collar is it's not just audio and it's not just physical. So there's some collars that will give a dog a shock just based off of volume. Like, I heard a bark, I'm going to shock you. Some are just the vibrations in her throat. If you put the collar on her neck and it feels the vibrations, it'll shock you. This one, it needs both to trigger. So it needs to feel the bark in her throat and actually hear the bark at the same time. That's when it'll shock her. Well, they call it the smart bark collar, which it makes complete sense to me. It needs two triggers in order to shock. And the way that it works is, what it'll do is it will start at level 1 when she barks. If she doesn't stop barking, it'll go to level 2. And the levels will keep rising until the point where she stops barking. So this is why, like, when I first put it on her, I wanted her to bark. I didn't care. I didn't say anything. I was letting her bark.
Mm-hmm.
And the levels will rise until the point where she stops. And the next time that she barks, the collar will remember what level it was on when she stopped barking, and it will immediately go to that level. So if she stopped barking at level 5 the last time, the next time she barks, it will automatically give her a static charge into her neck at level 5.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't think she's at level 15, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
That was no joke, right?
Dude, I would have shut up like at 3 or 4. Like, I mean, like, okay, I'm getting shocked. I'm not going to fucking bark. I'm not a dumbass.
Yeah.
I can't. It cracks me up when she goes, she's like, you know she got shocked because her bark changes from a, like, I'm a dog, I'm barking, to I'm in fucking pain.
And she has done a much better job than when we first got here, so.
Yeah, I definitely would say that's the most humane way to do that. You know, you hate to have to do that, but Nala has never been very well trained. She's never she's not been around other dogs a lot. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so. And I mean, you know, she was probably abused when she was.
She was.
She was a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it's kind of a standing joke, too. You still haven't got this corrected, I'm guessing, because your mom freaked out when I said it.
Yeah, that was funny as hell. Oh, my God.
So the dog is in Tyler's mom's name. And so if anything happens and she escapes, bites somebody, it will come back to Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Or it gets captured or something, will come back to Deanna. And so anytime there is partially a door open or any chance of Nala getting out. She's having a full-on panic attack.
Yep.
And we were over here one day, and I could just see her compose change from like nothing's going on to like sheer panic when the door opens.
When a door opens, you know?
No, it's still
the door opens. She's, oh my God, there's Nala. There's Nala.
So, of course, I love to fuck with my cousin. And it was one of the first things I said when we got over the house today. I'm like, she was kind of annoyed about something else or something else was going on. AT&T hates her or whatever. But I was like, of course, I took a chance to capitalize on everything going shitty and say, is this a bad time to tell you we lost Nala? Oh, man. Good times.
Because she does, they will find her. She's got a chip.
You know
in her
what?
Ass.
That reminds me. The best I've got your mom was, she was getting paranoid that there was some kind of stalker or something, and I think she was, she was selling stuff through an app, and then she'd give these people her name or something. And I think I was like, you're just giving these people your name or whatever. Like, you're not using a different phone number or something. Or that might have been what it was. It might have been something else. But either way, I have this app on my phone. So I decided to mess with her because it was around this time that I was messing with her about having a stalker, or she thought she might have a stalker or something. And I go on this app where, like, you can just, I mean, for completely free, you can get a second phone number if you want. And download this app, and I've done it if I was like needed a second phone number for some reason, you know, got two phones, you know, and
Jesus Christ, continue.
And so I text her from this number, and I say something like, oh yeah, I say something like, I'm coming to pick it up because somebody was supposed to show up and buy something she was selling, but she had already sold it to somebody else because the person wasn't contacting her. And so, like, that it was nothing to do with the stalker. It was to do with her not selling the object to the person she was supposed to. And so I pretended to be that person. I'm like, hey, I'm on my way over to pick up the.
So what dresser. I remember this specifically. Okay. It was a piece of furniture. It was either a couch or a recliner. I think it was a couch. She was selling it on an app. I believe it was Let Go.
Yeah.
And what happened was she agreed, hey, you know, I'm going to sell this couch to you. They were like, yeah, I want this couch. I want it. And they set a price and everything. They already had her address and she never heard back from them. And she didn't hear back. So she kept continuing, tried to sell it. She found somebody else interested. They came over. They purchased it. They took it right away. What you did was instantly text her from the old number saying, hey, on my way to pick up the couch. And she had just given it to the people that bought it. And she started freaking out.
So bad.
Yeah, that was good.
So, yeah, she was like, what's this number anyways? Because she didn't know she had given their number or whatever. But, oh, she was full on panic attack. Oh, it was so good. I'm going to give my cousin a heart attack at some point.
She's easy.
Oh, she's a lot of fun. Love you, Deanna.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Deanna! Oh, no, the dog! Oh, my gosh.
Open the door.
There you go. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
you
we're talking
be free?
We're talking about you.
You
want to
be free? I'll let you free. I'll let you free for a good laugh. You want to go bite somebody? Huh? Who gets in trouble if you bite somebody, Nala?
Jeez, don't aggro on now. Dude, can we please talk about...
Who wants to bite someone?
Can we please talk about Hoggy Baker?
Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Can we please talk about this?
Give us the lowdown of when you think somebody... I'm just going to start laughing. Give us the lowdown.
So I'm going to...
Hoggy Baker.
I'm going to explain something to you guys that is not going to blow your mind, but... But I'm, you know, there's situations, there's certain things, there's certain moments that change your life forever, right? There's specific examples that you can think back on where you're going, I think differently ever since that moment. All right. This was one of those moments.
Oh, man.
So growing up, we always used the phrase Hoggy Baker.
Who started it? Who mostly said it?
Started from Nana, our Nana, our grandmother. We always used the term Hoggy Baker. What that meant was...
It's catchy. It rolls kind of off the tongue really
well.
It
rolls right off the tongue. It's, you know, you're not sharing. You're being stingy, you know?
You're a Hoggy Baker.
You're being a Hoggy Baker. Why don't you share your toys or some shit like that, right? This is something we grew up with. And this was a term that was instilled in all of us grandkids, and it's a term that we've used all throughout our lives. Like, dude, why do you got to be a Hoggy Baker? Pass the joint, you know? Shit like that, right? You know, smoking weed with your buddies. Dude, quit being a Hoggy Baker. Hand it over, right?
Right. And you would say this to random friends.
Random friends, random people, people you knew.
People you didn't know.
People are like, all right. They're like, what the fuck are you? All right, whatever. Here you go. You know? And it never really dawned on us, like, oh, people don't know what this means. Hoggy Baker. What is this? And it wasn't until recently we were, I was actually Skyping my cousin who is in the Army, and we were talking, and I can't remember if she brought up Hoggy Baker first or not, but my grandmother was in the same room as we were Skyping, and she said Hoggy Baker, and my grandmother goes, yeah, that was a real person. And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, Hoggy Baker was a real person. She's like, we knew Hoggy Baker. He was part of the family. And I was like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about right now? You know, I didn't say that to her, but that was my mind. She's like, yeah. She's like, his name, what was his name? We just found out his real name today. Do you remember what it was?
Baker was his last name.
Baker was his last name.
His first name.
It was like Clark or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if.
Something like that. But she was like, yeah, no, he was a real person. He was part of our family. She was like, the term Hoggy Baker comes from him. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, this isn't a universal term. Like, people don't use this around the world as being somebody who's not sharing, who's being stingy with their toys. She goes, no, that came from Hoggy Baker. That came from the person that was part of our family. She's like, that's something that we came up with. I says, I've been using the term Hoggy Baker my entire life for people who didn't share things. She's like, yeah, no, we made that up. That's not something that actually exists. And immediately I pulled my phone up and I Googled Hoggy Baker.
You're like, bullshit.
And I'm telling you, if you Google the term Hoggy Baker, nothing comes up. There is no Urban Dictionary term for the words Hoggy Baker. It does not exist, Seth. I was 24 years old when I learned that Hoggy Baker was only a family term.
After using it probably dozens of times.
My entire life.
In front of friends, coworkers.
Yes. And my cousin goes, are you fucking kidding me? My cousin goes, I use that term all the time. I said, well, it's made up. I said, nobody knows what it means. Dude.
So it was an inside joke that all the cousins... didn't think was an inside joke.
Thought it was a real thing. Thought it was in the fucking dictionary, man. It's not a real thing. It's something
it's
my family
made. Slang, nothing.
No, it's something my family made up. And dude, when I learned this, it shattered my world completely. I can't even explain to you what that felt like, that moment.
I feel like we should write a song called Hoggy Baker.
Oh my gosh. I just, when you learn something, it's like thinking you know something for your entire life and then learning that there's just, doesn't exist at all, you know?
You could have told me, like, that Hoggy Baker was a real thing. I would have believed you. It rolls off the tongue so well, like, it's a real thing. You know, like, when you think of, like, any other, like, slang or, like, kind of, like, a common, you know, thing, compare it. What can you think of something off the top of your head? Probably can't think of something right now because, ants in your pants, like, you know, that's the only thing I can think of.
A
right
term,
now.
Just a term.
Some kind of term where it's a phrase that's common, that it means something.
Yeah.
And it's usually a couple words or a sentence, a small sentence, and, like, it represents something else. And Hoggy Baker, dude, that rolls off the tongue. It sounds like that you're hogging that. Yeah, you're hogging that. You're being a Hoggy Baker. Like,
yeah, right?
I mean, it was so well. And you're hogging it. And this whole time, it's just an inside family joke.
It's not real. It's not fucking real. It's not real, dude.
It's real to me, damn it.
It's not real.
Do you know that phrase? It's real to me, damn it.
No, what's that?
It's a phrase. In fact, there's YouTube video of it, and it's been posted online many times, but it's this guy, and he's like at a WCW convention of some sort, and he's trying to ask the guys a question, and he's getting all emotional and starts tearing up, and he's like, "You guys, I love you guys. You guys put yourself in line, and you know what? It's real to me, damn it!"
Oh my god. That was a really good impression.
He's getting all emotional. And of course, WCW, that's all made up. They go through the routine. It's, you know, they it's very well choreographed. Mm-hmm. You know.
Choreographed.
Choreographed, thank you. And this guy, it's real to me, damn it! I'll have to play the video for you, but yeah. So that phrase was real to you.
It was real, dude.
You Hoggy Baker.
It was a part of my life, and then I just learned that it doesn't exist. It's so strange. I just can't explain.
That it. I can bring that up, and it will be funny in a joking way. But yet, I'm really fucking with you guys too in a way because you guys thought that was real as real can be. Like, it's like to grow. You know what you can compare that? It's probably on that level to you of fucking Santa Claus.
I was going to say Santa Claus because growing up, I never believed in Santa Claus. Like, we never got to believe in Santa Claus as kids.
But if you did.
Learning that Santa Claus is fake, I don't know, 10 years old. Like, but the difference is, you learn that Santa Claus is fake at like 10 years old. I learned that Hoggy Baker doesn't exist at 24 years old, dude. That's double the time, man.
Oh, man. Hoggy Baker was your Santa Claus.
It doesn't. Hoggy Baker was my Santa Claus. Holy fuck. Hoggy Baker.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
You know, this is just a classic example of. I'm a little deep here, but like, this is a classic example of things that you can instill in your children as you raise them, right? Like, you have. It's weird to think about, but you have so much power. And I know that you and I don't have kids.
Right.
But like.
That we know of.
That we know of anyways. But like, we have so much power over our children. You know, the thought of being able to instill a phrase into somebody and it being complete bullshit, you know, their entire lives. And then believing in something. Like, as a parent, you have the power to shape and give direction to every single child that you have. It's weird, man.
I can't wait to. You remind me because I'm guessing you're going to bring this up to Nana tomorrow, and you got to let me videotape it because I feel like, oh, it's going to be so epic. And for one thing, I want to hear.
She already knows.
Okay, she knows.
She knows.
But I feel like this would be a fun thing to have a dialogue. I would love to post it online, talking to her about it. And two, like. Well, my first thinking, you probably already know my thinking, that alcohol is good. My first thoughts is that.
Your Southern came out for a second.
They didn't even think for a second that you were taking it the way that you were taking it. They were probably thinking that you already thought it was an inside joke. They were thinking that you probably already knew the story. But the thought that you would be hanging out with your friends. I love to use the example because Tyler did smoke a lot of weed back in the day.
Yes. Like, dude, you're being a Hoggy Baker. Pass the fucking bowl.
And your friend who's fucking baked
goes, yeah, man, okay. Yeah. It only validates it.
Because for one thing, like, okay, that's just something I'm not familiar with. And then also, well, fuck, that rolls off the tongue really well. That's got to be legit.
That's got to be legit.
That's got to be legit.
And dude, what if we were so baked, they go, oh, yeah, Hoggy Baker.
Hoggy Baker, yeah, fuck, yeah.
The next day. Hey, Mom, quit being a Hoggy Baker. Pass that shit, you know?
You know that somebody's had to have repeated that at some sort. Oh, man.
It's fucking crazy,
the
dude.
The funniest thing, and I mentioned this, too, when y'all were bringing this up, and I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, I'm going to laugh my ass off even more. If y'all go online and Google this, and some random Reddit post is like, do you guys ever heard of the term
Hoggy Baker? I heard it from some white kid in the Toledo area.
And I have no idea what the fuck it means. Yeah. Oh man, and I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
And, dude, it sounded almost so legit to me. I don't know if you noticed, but I was Googling it.
Were you?
I Googled it right when y'all started talking about it. I'm like, dude, that sounds legit. I'm Googling
it. Not, dude. Nothing exists.
There's nothing.
Nothing, dude.
Oh man.
It shattered my world when nothing showed up on Google.
I feel like we need a secondary website that's Hoggy Baker.
God. Just like, oh, good, you know, shit, when you hop on Google and you can Google anything, right? You Google it and it pops up. But when you Google Hoggy Baker, nothing pops up and you feel just a little empty inside.
Yep. Oh, man. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, don't be a Hoggy Baker.
God damn it.
And don't be a Hoggy Baker. Share this podcast with your friend.
There you go.
And we would really appreciate if you guys did that. Our audience is increasing a little bit by a little bit. We are definitely, our big goal is to get to that 1,000 mark of downloads each time we post.
Yeah, because I want to quit my job. Let's get this monetized, huh?
Let's get this shit monetized. We enjoy doing this, guys, and we appreciate everybody, the faithful listeners and the new listeners. If you're not subscribed, subscribe on Instagram, and we'd love to hear from you and love to hear your thoughts, and feel free to mention something you'd like us to talk about, but definitely don't be a Hoggy Baker.
Don't be a Hoggy Baker. This is a good show. This is good banter. This is good stuff, right? It's an educational podcast. You learn a lot. You know, you learn about Hoggy Baker. You learn about shock collars. Learn about all this good stuff, right? Don't be a Hoggy Baker. Share this episode. You can follow me, TLens5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Give us a sub, give us a like, comment, give us a DM, because Seth loves to reply to DMs.
Love to.
And that's all I got. What do you want to leave our listeners with this weekend?
I don't know, but I got plenty of rum over there, and I'm definitely going to be a Hoggy Baker. You can have as much as you want.
Fair enough. This episode goes out to the late, great Hoggy Baker. I don't know where you're at in life. I don't even know if you're still alive. But this
you're in heaven right now. You're laughing your ass off.
This is dedicated to you, Hoggy Baker. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.